With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Some much-needed relief could be coming to wildfire-weary residents in New Mexico.
Cooler weather and a chance of rain from a tropical wave in the Gulf could bring some relief to firefighters battling a pair of wildfires in southern New Mexico, which were 0% contained as of Wednesday. More than 1,400 structures have been damaged or destroyed in the mountain village of Ruidoso. Officials say that if the rain misses the fires, downward winds could cause problems for firefighters on the ground, and rain could also lead to dangerous flash flooding in newly burned areas in the region. Nationwide, wildfires have scorched more than 3,200 square miles this year, a figure higher than the 10-year averages. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The rain from Tropical Storm Alberto has been soaking Texas. Greg Bisso, the mayor of Surfside Beach, Texas, says there's significant flooding in the streets of his town.
We're a barrier island. It's the Gulf on one side. We've got the intercoastal and the bay on the other side. And we're just a slither of land in between it. And like I said, on the west end of the island, it's almost completely underwater. And the east end is getting that way also now.
The rain reached all the way up to North Texas on Wednesday. Also at SRNnews.com, Mount St. Helens has been busy. Since February 1st, there have been over 350 small earthquakes with a magnitude less than 2. Seismologists at the U.S. Geological Survey say that it could indicate magma is moving into chambers beneath the volcano. The last eruption was in 2008. St. Helens is the most active volcano in the Cascade Range, considered to be the most likely to erupt in the future. Mount St. Helens' most destructive eruption was back in 1980, killed 57 people. This is SRN News. Well, Jack Phillips is back in court.
The Colorado cake baker is now being sued by a man who is living as a woman who's trying to force Phillips to make a cake celebrating his transgenderism. Phillips, a Christian, says he can't do it, and now the Colorado Supreme Court must decide if he's in violation of anti-discrimination law. Phillips already won a U.S. Supreme Court victory over a homosexual who wanted a gay cake, but his enemies keep suing him. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A pro-life group in South Dakota has filed a lawsuit to block an abortion measure from the November ballot. Life Defense Fund is seeking to disqualify or invalidate the initiative, which would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. Life Defense Fund accuses the group Dakotans for Health for failing to file a required affidavit for petition circulator's residency, and that petitioners didn't always provide a required circulator handout and left petition sheets unattended. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments will be going back up in Louisiana schools.
Louisiana has become the first state to require that the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom. Republican Governor Jeff Landry signed the bill mandating the display on Wednesday. The GOP-drafted legislation mandates that a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments in large, easily readable font be required in all public classrooms from kindergarten to state-funded universities. Proponents say the purpose of the measure is not solely religious, but that it has historical significance. Classrooms must display the Ten Commandments by the start of 2025. Keith Peters reporting.
City of Seattle considering a new, tougher law against street racing. The Washington legislature passed a bill that allows vehicles caught street racing to be impounded for 72 hours. And if it happens again, the vehicle can be forfeited if the owner's convicted. More details at SRNnews.com.